Yo, what up? And welcome to another episode of Straight From The Stands, an unapologetic, unofficial LA Galaxy podcast hosted by 4,000 of my supporters who bring you their thoughts and views on everything related to LA Galaxy straight from the stands. I am your co-host, Smarts, alongside the always angry Angel, his counterpart, level-headed George, and the man with the facts, Massa. This is Straight From The Stands. Good evening. Wait, can you say good evening?
It's fine. You can just keep going. I guess you know it's kind of good morning. Going to be an add-on. Well, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. Good evening. I'm not even sure what to call this right now, but it is a special podcast. It is a special segment of the podcast because we have a special guest, the man, the legend.
At this point, he's not a myth. He is the legend.
Yeah, yeah. That's why
the legend. Yeah.
I took myth out of there, but we have Danny. Also known as Galaxy History on Twitter, Galaxy History on Instagram. How you doing, Danny?
Are you on Facebook? No, right? Just Instagram and Twitter, correct?
I was on Facebook, but they took me down in about 2 days.
Okay, so so Galaxy History, as you guys know him, just on Instagram and Twitter. But like Rudy said, how's your morning coming along so far?
Yeah, good. I'm hoping to go to bed soon. I've been awake 28 hours, so.
Yeesh.
What? Why? I heard that people sleep in England.
I don't.
I know. Great.
Because I'm a bit nice in that.
Oh, okay.
It's hard getting your sleep pattern around the right way.
Right, I can imagine.
Gotcha.
So we'll try not to take too much of your time, but we really appreciate you hopping on with us and having this conversation. I know, us, me and Angel, George and Masa, are really intrigued by everything you're doing, and I mean, we see it on Twitter, the interactions you get because of what the stuff that you post is incredible. So, you know, thank you for hopping on.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. I'm honestly more excited than the Chris Seller story. Plus, I broke up with Chris Seller last week. So, I don't know if you guys pitched to Twitter, but Chris Seller and I are officially broken up. So I don't care about that relationship anymore. This is my new relationship here.
All right, Danny. Why don't you give us just a little bit of about you and how the Galaxy, right? From across the...
So, before we get to that, actually, Rudy, if you don't mind. You know, because everyone knows about Galaxy History, who you are, what you're about so far, right, in terms of the Galaxy perspective. But, you know, obviously, this is why I kind of bugged you again for that article earlier today, because I remember reading this when it came out back in March. You know, and I'm like, oh, wait, you know, let me go by that, you know, because I know that there's things that maybe we should probably cover here on a podcast. Because, you know, to be honest, some people, they don't read things or maybe just different audience. Yeah, exactly. Some people just don't want to read or just a different audience in general. And I think it'd be cool to have your story there, you know, who you are before and all that good stuff. So, you know, before we dive into the Galaxy stuff, you know, let the people know who you are, your footballing background, where your family comes from. Because, you know, I read on there that you're Brighton and Hove Albion supporter, you know, the Seagulls, correct? So, you know, talk to me about the club that you support, you know, your family, your background with football and that whole nine before we really get into the Galaxy. Because then I want to learn about how you became into this historian role that you became part of within Brighton Hove.
Right, well, my granddad started watching Brighton in the 50s. And then took my dad, and then obviously I got taken along when I was 4. When I was 8, because we had season tickets from like 4 till recently. And about 8 years old, I joined the youth team till I was probably about 16 and then got released because I was no good.
They missed out.
They don't know the content that you're putting out. They definitely missed out.
I don't know. If they saw me when I run now, I have a heart attack. But yeah, so when a few years later, I joined, there's like a historian society that's attached to the club and sort of promoting the history. Do you have blue plaques over there on the side of buildings, do you?
No.
Like, or commemorating sort of birthplaces of people or just places of note.
No.
So
what is that exactly? If you don't mind, enlighten me with that. What is that? Is that like a Brighton Hove thing?
No. So just countrywide, you have, if you see them in London a lot, there's blue sort of circular plaques on the wall.
Okay.
With say like the name of the person and if it was their birthplace or just something that happened in that building, just to sort of commemorate that building.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there is. But, you know, for historical sites, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
So we sort of campaigned, raised money for the plaques for sort of Brighton legends from sort of like the 20s, 30s. And having sort of have the club would come down there with the like the current players and that, and with the local newspapers. So we sorted that out. We scanned programs. had a sort of a magazine, interviewed players. Down the Amex where the Brighton play, they used to let us sort of interview the players, have meetings and sort of run the museum there.
Oh, that's cool.
But this was not official, though, right? This was like
it was alongside them.
Gotcha. Okay.
They helped. So the museum's official, which we helped run, but the magazine was not published by the club itself.
Gotcha.
It was fan run.
That's awesome.
So yeah, the club didn't pay us any money. Any money that we made was from the magazine.
Gotcha.
And advertising and whatnot. But I stopped doing that about 2 months, 3 months before I started the Galaxy History account. Mm. Basically carried on doing a similar sort of thing.
Well, so for Brian and Hub, right, how obviously you became a historian with the club. So as an historian for the club, how did you gather your data? Where did you guys keep all your archives? You know, where did you learn everything that you eventually brought to the Galaxy, which we will get there, right? But what made you that? You know, where did you learn all that stuff? Well, you know, you said that you joined the club, but where did you guys learn all these things? Or
how do you guys come about?
How does that happen? I mean, because obviously I'm very curious to know how, and we'll get to that, right? Where's all this content? You know, things that I haven't seen in years. Yeah. So, you know, obviously this is something that you brought over to, you know, for our club. Right, our club that you're now part of, but before that, you know, for your club back home, where did you learn all that stuff? Where did you guys get all that stuff? How did you keep your content? I mean, obviously not to sound pretty, you know, making anything about your age here, but you know, you mentioned, you know, years ago. Listen, Rudy's in technology. I work alongside technology. We understand that when we're talking about databases, that type of information way back then. I'm thinking archives, right? I'm, you know, more like newspapers, things of that nature. So, and you know, how has that throughout the years, how has that progressed and evolved to what it is now? But where did it start for you?
Yeah, well, the newspapers is the main newspapers and match day programs are the main sort of sources for information for finding out history for Brighton, especially because. They weren't a big club, so there's not much video footage. It is purely based on what you find in the local library, like the archives they got. So people will go down there, find out the information, and then bring it. Sorry, I've got a virus.
No worries. It's okay. No worries.
And they'd bring it back to the group, and then we'd sort of put it all together.
That's one of the things that I'm highly impressed about, and especially what you do for the Galaxy is you must have some kind of organization to keep all those assets together, right? You know, we do very little assets, just kind of a cover and some pictures like every week, and my folders are a mess. Like I'm always scrambling to find things, right?
Yeah, they really are.
The fact that you have dates and different type of media, right? So there's videos and there's images and. You know, I'm highly impressed by that because I can only imagine that has to be a very tedious job to keep everything organized.
So yeah, I mean, the newspaper articles are the worst.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, so curious, and before we get into obviously what you're doing now for the Galaxy, how did you become a Galaxy supporter? I read it on the article that was released by Brit Joe. But you know, again, there's some people that might not know. So let us know. I mean, how did you become a Galaxy supporter? That's pretty random.
Yeah. Well, you see, when me and my family go on vacation, we always go to a football ground, whatever country, whatever town, wherever it is. And we were going to Florida, and so we picked Tampa Bay.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I went there as a Tampa Bay fan, and then just gradually throughout that game became a Galaxy fan. Kobe Jones got a hat trick.
Mm.
I mean, Galaxy lost, but I mean, I knew Kobe. I'd seen him play for Coventry again, right. And I saw him score against Norwich. And yeah, so I mean, I knew Campos. I can remember him from his international days, but. Yeah, Kobe did it.
Kobe did it because of commentary. Well, interesting, right? Because I mean, I don't know how. Well, do you listen to our podcast? I mean, I know you've listened every now and then, but I don't know—is it something you listen to quite a bit?
Everyone, yeah.
Okay, yeah. You know, so you know that you know I like Kobe and me. I mean, I'd marry that guy if I could, but you know, like that's when. So when I read that part about oh, he's a Galaxy fan because like Kobe's like, yo, Danny's my boy.
Yeah, man. Listen, in you know one of our first podcasts, we did our. Legends episode, we talked about Kobe, and I think all four of us were unanimous in saying, you know, Kobe's definitely one of the biggest legends for our club. So the fact that you're a fan because of him just kind of makes sense
yeah,
to us.
Yeah. So, you know, and, you know, that makes sense, right? Obviously, Tampa Bay Mutiny disappears in like a year or two after. So it's easy for you just, okay, well, you know what? I already saw Galaxy play. No Kobe. How do you keep up with the Galaxy then? You know, because. I mean, I've obviously, both Rudy and I have been following Galaxy since, you know, way back when, right, since the 96 days. But my dad was just taking me up the street to the Rose Bowl.
Same.
Right? How are you keeping up with the Galaxy from back then?
Yeah, well, see, I mean, pretty much as soon as we got home, I went to my local news agents and said, can you get me the LA Times? Can you bring that over? And he did.
Oh, snap.
That was it. I just had clippings of it. Which a lot of my
that makes sense now.
A lot of my earlier, so a lot of the
Angel or Danny, can you guys hear me? Did I lose the connection? Did I drop?
2,000 years later.
I just kind of want to start it off in a place. All right, guys. So after some technical difficulty, we're back. Danny, I'm sorry. I know
not from Angel,
from me.
Nor
from
Danny.
Me. Nope, it's Rudy. That's who had. The Curaçao internet. So again, my apologies, fellas. But let's get back into it. Let's talk.
Yeah. So Danny, I mean, and we'll get to it. In case anyone, you know, was listening and wondering what happened, we're talking about the CONCACAF Champions game. That, you know, that's the first game that you actually watched on TV. From that point on, where did they start passing the games, the MLS, or at least the Galaxy games, you know, more often in the UK?
Not until 2003. 2003, they had. There was a new channel that started called NASN, North American Sports Network, I think it was called.
Okay.
And they had live games all year. And because, you know, we were defending champions, most of the games that were played were Galaxy games.
Mm-hmm. So, right. After 2002, that makes sense. Okay.
So, yeah, and basically from that point till now, it's been steadily rising. Now most games are played somewhere.
Gotcha.
Some channel, yeah.
So, and curious, before we dive back into, you know, how you became, you know, Galaxy history and we'll go through all that stuff. I am curious, when the Beckham thing happened, from your perspective in the UK, what was that like?
It changed totally, really, because before then, no one would know who you're talking about when you say LA Galaxy. But obviously, once Beckham was there, you'd say, they'd ask you who you support, you say LA Galaxy, like, oh, Beckham's
right.
team, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it changed a lot. I mean, you'd get more highlight shows on TV, and there'd just be more talk about it in general.
And I get the beef that a lot of people in the UK have with MLS soccer. I mean, I'm not naive. We right now that Rudy's internet went to shit. You know, you and I were talking about, you know, obviously people like Rudy and myself. You know, we're Latinos, and you know, we grew up with the sport, so we're a different type of. You know, we're not your typical Yank, right? Where, you know, this guy has been watching baseball and American football. We grew up with soccer. So our, you know, for us, it's like different. But from your end out there, what is the perspective on the Galaxy now? You know, is it the team that everybody supports? If we talk about, and I guess a few people that do follow the MLS out there, right? I imagine a few that might. Are they on that Galaxy? You know, do they support the Galaxy just because that was the name that they all knew before?
I've never met another Galaxy fan over here.
Oh, okay. Well, there's the answer.
you, with shows like the MLS UK show, you'd think that it's popular here, but it's not. You don't really. I've seen one person wear another. I think they wore a Columbus Crew shirt, but a jersey. But that's as far as I've seen.
That's interesting.
All right, well, that's interesting, but it's still known. I mean, everyone knows who the Galaxy is, at least.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, everyone knows the league. I think things like FIFA have helped and Football Manager and that. So
right,
people know, you know, people know the teams exist more than they used to. But
all right, yeah, so let's dive into it then. You know what everyone really wanted to hear, right? You briefly mentioned it, but touched on it. How did the Galaxy history pages come about? Because you've, I mean, honestly, you came across Galaxy verse period. Like Malibu wildfires. That's you know, if you're from LA, you get that reference. But yeah, man, you spread big time, quick. Honestly, probably the quickest that I've ever seen from anyone ever on any type of page.
Well, I think I was ready for it. Like in terms of my archive, I had all the newspaper reports to read up some more details on each game, etc. And I've got about, I don't know, 800 games worth of highlights, I suppose.
Holy shit.
Wow.
I've got all of the dates all worked out. Like I created a calendar on Google that you just click on the date and it's got all the games that happened on that date. So I set it up before I actually started the count, so that once I started it, I had quite a lot of material ready.
How long did it take you to prep for this before you decided to launch this?
And even more so. Let me add a little bit to that. Were those your intentions all the time, like making this almanac of information and then just putting it out via social media? Is that the intention the whole time?
Yeah. Yeah. That's. I mean, majority of that stuff I hadn't actually planned on starting an account. I just wanted it for my own. You know, I'd like watching the highlights, and I don't know, I think maybe it's just from the Brighton days. Yeah. I like archiving everything and being able to, so I can actually look back at it quite easily. So no, I mean,
does anyone
sense
help
to,
you?
No one's helped with the Twitter or Instagram or anything like that. I get some information from certain people. Linda Pickles helped quite a lot with some of her information she's given me about.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I mean, she's been invaluable about the whole thing, right? I mean, most of the scanned programs and that wouldn't have happened without her.
I can
imagine. Giving me a lot.
Yeah, she has quite the collection herself. So
yeah,
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how big until, like, you see her museum she had. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, quite a lot of stuff.
How and or where do you keep all this content right now? I mean, is that information that you can share? I mean, you know, be careful with Rudy because he likes to hack into things. So
no, I don't. That's not accurate at all. That's not even close to what I do, but okay.
I've got it backed up everywhere. I've got it mostly, it's on my laptop, on external hard drives. I've got it on Google Drive. It's,
yeah, I
can imagine. Because a lot of it I do at work as well, so I put it on a Google Drive because I can't. You know, my work computer is quite restricted, so I put most things on a drive and then just download it at work so I can, you know, cut it and convert it or whatever he's doing there.
Well, and I ask because, you know, it's precise. I mean, sometimes bring up players that I even forget that played for our team or some matches. You know, look, it's I've been watching Galaxy since day one. Rudy has too. There's so many games that I can't possibly remember every single aspect. Sometimes you bring me something, I was like, wow, I forgot about that. That's and I love it, but it's so precise. I mean, how, what isn't that hard? I mean, it's very hard, right? About that. I mean, come on. I mean,
a lot of it's from the newspapers. If you just, because I've got a newspaper report of each game, well, every single game that they've ever played.
Oh, fuck. So,
that they've so ever just, played.
Yeah.
Danny, with all due respect, you're a little crazy, my man. You're a little crazy, my man. That's...
You should speak to my wife.
Well, that's funny because that was going to be the very last question I was going to ask you, but since you brought it up, does she think you're crazy?
I mean, yeah.
Is she okay with all this?
Yeah, she's fine. I mean, do you know what? I keep most of it at work, or I don't. Okay. It doesn't really impact my home life, to be honest. But she, I mean, she's fed up with hearing on this day, well and truly. Because even if we're just, because my two boys, they like hearing about it. So they'll say like, "What's happened on this day?" Like, oh, and then I'll start talking about it, and she does get fed up with that. To be
She's
fair,
like, it's the
oh
I don't know
man,
why she's with me, to be honest.
galaxy. Nobody cares about American soccer.
Oh man, that, listen, you know, with all that being said, it's truly impressive. But let me ask something: how is the reception? Because I mean, at least from where we see it, it seems like you've well received with the community. How were you expecting that, and how does that feel just to be like so well respected and then appreciated, right?
No, I didn't expect it at all. I mean, I didn't really know how it was going to be. I didn't know if anyone, because there's no other sort of accounts that was out like that for the Galaxy. I wasn't sure if maybe it's because there's not a demand for that sort of content, or but you know, it was just amazing. People are the Galaxy fans are amazing. They really are, especially you know, it showed when my granddad died last year, and I started a GoFundMe to help my pay for the
Yeah, I remember
funeral.
that, yeah.
Yeah, we raised, you know, Galaxy fans helped raise it in about 3 days. So,
Yeah,
and then,
it's a great community, to be honest. Like we're a small part of it,
well,
and it's amazing. So I definitely concur with that.
and to your point, you know, it's one of those things where you ask, well, you don't know if how it's gonna be well received on our end. You know, realistically, Galaxy's been around what, 23 years now? Correct, 23 years. Correct me if I'm wrong here. 23 years. As opposed to a team like Brighton, I mean, you guys started in what, like 1900, I'm gonna guess, you know, right? Am I close? Am I somewhat close? 1900s.
1901, yeah.
There you go. See, I was close. You know, realistically, not everyone has been following the team, you know, from day one, right? As I have, and there are some people that obviously, you know, started watching the Galaxy a few years ago. So, you know, what hit it to me when my biggest idea, I think I had already reached out to you before about doing something, but I really started pushing the agenda with my crew here about, you know, having you on is.
Oh no, not again. Somebody cut off? I think. Oh, I'm sorry. It was just me. Can you go back like 5 seconds, 5, 10 seconds? Because my internet shit and stuff again. You were going about not everybody being a fan and something that hit for you.
Oh yeah. So what I was saying, Rudy, is really what made it happen to me is that episode of when someone asked a question about why do we have the stadium in
Oh,
Carson, right?
yes.
So you know, before that, I had already mentioned it to the rest of the Straight from the Stands boys about, hey, you know, I would like to have you at some point, but I'm like pushing it because that was important to me. You said that you didn't know if it was gonna be well received. It's well received, and I think far more and above and beyond than you thought it was. And you know, from my end, I love it. Because they are newer, more recent Galaxy fans, you know, and it's normal. It's still realistically, the MLS is still young, right? And that's one thing that a lot of people don't understand. Comparing to, I mean, you guys are over 100 and what, 100 years old at this point, you know. And our club is barely 23. I mean, we barely had a quinceañera, basically, you know. So it's you know, for us, yeah, of course, there's gonna be a lot of people that are not gonna know this history. And having something like this is great. I mean, this, even for me, I mentioned it a few minutes ago. There's things that I forget. You know, it's just so many games, and the history behind all of it. I mean, the Carson thing was big. You know, big. That article, the fact that you went and you found that you had that. You know, like that. Like, oh, I love you. I love you. You know,
That was so
because,
crazy for us because
yeah.
we you know we got that question. We had a sense of where what, why the reason, but we reached out to you and the fact that you had it. I mean, the turnover on that was ridiculous. It was, you know,
Yeah, it was like
almost
less
instantly.
than a day.
Yeah,
Yeah, it was
they
almost,
gave
yeah,
it
it was
to
like
us.
what, a few hours. So, you
And
know,
that,
yeah.
having a source like that, having you know that data set that you have is incredible. It's amazing for the community, for the Galaxy community, and the foresight you had to just start, you know, cataloging all these events and all these news clippings is just unreal. You know, I mean, it's definitely
Do you
unreal.
have a time machine?
Yeah, right. There you go. You just
Do
go
you have a
back.
time machine? Back to the Future, huh?
You
You
just
saw
go
Back to the
back.
Future recently. That's probably what it was. Question for you, though. You know, sure. Obviously, from the Galaxy fan base, you know, obviously both Rudy and I are a very small representation of the millions of Galaxy followers that are out there. And obviously, we love your page and everything you do. But have you been approached, or have you gotten a sense of feeling, or anything from former Galaxy players, from the current Galaxy players, or from the Galaxy front office in general? You know, in acknowledgement of what you do and you know, some type of recognition, or I'm not saying make it official, but, you know, because to us, I mean, you're as official as it gets if you ask me, but, you know, then again, but I'm also an unofficial, official ACB/Galaxy podcast, right? So, you know, have they reached out to you? Have they said anything to you? Do they acknowledge you? Do they retweet your stuff? I mean, like your stuff? I mean, what's that like?
I mean, they haven't really, from a social media point of view, no, they haven't really acknowledged it much. They've never retweeted anything. There's been a couple of likes on Instagram, but some of the staff have DM'd me, saying, you know, they appreciate the account. Next time I'm over there, you know, give them a shout and they'll show me around and that. But no, I mean, the Galaxy alumni, they're brilliant. Some of them are a lot of information that I'd never had, and I couldn't read in newspapers. I couldn't read anywhere else. Is only coming from them. Like, I was emailing Harut Karapetyan the other day.
Oh wow! Okay.
He was telling me a story about I can't think who he was talking about now, but he was telling me about his roommate, and so he was telling me a story about what they did. And I have a future plan. It's something that I'm working on at the moment. It's going to be quite big.
Oh, okay. So like a little sneak peek type of thing. See what you have?
There you go.
From the stats? Okay. All right, here we go. Listen, we can't confirm nor deny.
Yeah.
We can't confirm nor deny. There you go.
This project will hold some of that information, some of the personal stories from some of the old players. Like, I've been talking to Clint Mathis. He's going to give me a few stories, and just mostly some of the older players. I think the only person I've had any contact with as a current player is Bradford Jameson, and you know, I don't know how he'll still be around.
Yeah,
I was gonna say a messed up joke, but I'm not gonna say it
because
it's not the normal.
Stop!
Podcast,
would you stop! Would you leave it alone?
I am.
Danny, so listen. All this, you know, has us in awe, and us, you know, I'm sure a lot of the Twitter, the Twitter community and social media community around the galaxy are in awe with all the wealth information you have. But let's get a little more current.
Really quick though, again, just said appreciate everything you do. Thanks for, you know, I'm sure people are probably gonna listen and they're gonna be even more grateful about what you do for us. You know, because like you mentioned, obviously Rudy was off. A lot of this, you're doing it when you're at work, night shift. You know. Big time, and thank you. Whenever I already told you, when we get we can't come from tonight, but we're gonna get these ACB jerseys done that Rudy hates so much. We'll get you a couple on me. I got you. We'll send you four. One for the missus too, so she can love the guys too.
But like I was saying, let's get a little current. Tell me what you're thinking of the team this year, like so far. Like, what have you seen from it? What are your thoughts on this team right now?
I think what we're seeing at the moment is what they. I think Zlatan was right the other day. This is who they are. But I think a lot of that's down to Zlatan personally. I think a lot of them aren't going to play how they would normally play until they haven't got him breathing down their neck. To be honest,
right.
Obviously, he's a good striker. His years of finishing, his finishing can't be questioned. But he's not really a good leader. And I don't know. I think a lot of them just. It's like they flinch until he's gone. I don't think they're really going to come out of their shell, really.
Yeah, no, we see that often. We critique that often, but it's a big presence to ignore, right? I mean, it's Zlatan, so yeah. I 100% agree with you.
But I mean, the back office, I mean, the coaches and that. I think that they're getting that right. I think so. I think, you know, given time, they're going to improve things.
Right. Yeah, and let me put you on the spot right now. What are your predictions for the season? Where do you think we end up, and how do you think we end the year?
I think we'll make the playoffs. Yeah. I don't think we'll win it. But no, I think things are going to slightly improve. I mean, it reminds me slightly of the 2005 season.
Right.
It's like, you know, that started well, and then we had quite a few
tumbles along the way. Right? Yeah. Yeah,
my kids are going to the same point.
cool. And then, you know, we had a few questions. I was trying to work in, but I guess, you know, my internet is taking a shit on me today. So let me at least get to Sharky's, because I think Sharky14 on Instagram sent us a question, and I'm kind of interested to hear this too. He says, "What is the rarest Galaxy memorabilia you have collected or came across?" What is the one that you kind of like hold dear, like you know, you really.
Other than the Carson newspaper that you had, well, the LA Times newspaper about the stadium that you were waiting for me to ask you, that you saw in advance from your time machine.
Yeah. The memorabilia, I haven't, I mean, it's been until recently, is you couldn't really get it that easily on online. Linda sent me some stuff. I didn't even know how she got it. It's amazing, but I've got a game worn Beckham shirt. That's quite good.
Oh
I like that one.
yeah.
I mean, I don't know how rare that is.
You're not a United fan, right? Please tell me you're not.
No, my eldest is, unfortunately, but no,
The 8-year-old?
Yeah.
What about his brother?
He's Arsenal. Yeah,
Yeah. Yep.
it's all right.
You like him.
Yeah,
He's my
yeah,
favorite.
no, I mean,
He gets two jerseys.
my family are all, they're all Arsenal fans, a lot of them, especially sort of most of my dad and my granddad sort of broke away from it, but my great 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 granddad was the manager of Arsenal.
Oh,
Oh.
no shit.
Most of my
Okay.
cousins,
That's re
uncles and
that's really cool. Angel, do you have anything else before
Yeah,
we take?
so one from Ronaldinho, that was from 10 Ronaldinho 10, that was from Twitter. This is a good one. On the fly. All-time starting 11 and why?
Oh, this would change like day to day, so
Well, what are you feeling today? What are you feeling today since you haven't had your breakfast yet?
Hartman every time.
Okay.
Just he I know people, there's new fans and there's they probably look at it and they think, well, he can't have been that good. But he was solid. He didn't parry it like Bingham. He caught most of them. There's a lot, plenty of double saves. If you look back at some of the older games, he really did keep us in a lot of them. And then you got, and in Campos, he in 96, he was brilliant. In 97, he was,
Yeah.
he turned up when he wanted, and Hartman sort of stepped up. So yeah,
The Heart Miracle.
definitely him in goal. Right back, Franklin.
Really?
I'd like Ezra, but because he's powerful.
Yeah.
But no, I Franklin's crosses, I quite like him tearing up to the right, crossing in.
Listen, sorry, Danny, I'm gonna interrupt for a second because I just want to rub that in Angel's faces, right? Like, so I've always rated Franklin. I thought he was a great right back, right? Both going offensively and defensively, I thought he was great. Angel, for some reason, remembers him as not being able to cross. So,
See, but
from you, coming
everything that
from
you
you,
just
I'm from
said,
you.
yes, forward, backward, I definitely think he was, I definitely in the upper echelon of a right backs for sure. I just beg to differ big time on those crosses.
Listen,
But it, but
Galaxy
if
history,
you're
I
starting
believe
11,
Galaxy history.
if you're starting 11, not, don't get me involved. I'm quiet. I'm no.
right, sorry for interrupting, but go
Center backs. Omar Gonzalez. It's quite slow. It was solid.
Yeah.
I like solid, centre backs, and then quick full back. So, Gonzalez and Alexi Lalas probably. I know he wasn't with us very long, but I think them two standing next to each other would have been a pretty solid wall.
Yeah.
Left back, I'd like to say Cole, because I mean Cole running up the left and frankly running up the right sounds great, but I think that's probably sort of based more on Cole's ability at Chelsea or Arsenal, really, more than
Think
he was
100%.
good for us, but not the best we've had.
Yeah.
So I'll probably go Todd Donovan.
Yep.
His passing was, so his passing was perfect. No, he was solid, I think, and I quite like the loyalty. I know it doesn't make,
No.
that wouldn't make the top 11, but he was good. Beckham on the right. For his crosses again, and his passing. Not 2007, 2008 Beckham, but
Yeah, later on.
MLS Cup
Yeah,
Beckham.
for sure.
So, curious, you'd have him on the wing? So you're assuming he still has legs after Real Madrid then?
After the loans and
Yeah, after the loans, after the
Achilles.
ankle injuries. Okay.
Okay.
I forget. I'm quite biased towards the English player.
It's all right. It's okay.
In the center, Tsarvas. I think he was quite underrated.
Okay. Yeah.
He was brilliant. He was just a bit quiet, but you know he got on with it. I think he's better than people. A lot of people remember.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally give him his credit. I think he is as good as I thought he was. I think you're right though. Definitely underrated.
I think he gave Juni a lot of space to be Juni, and he went underrated because of that, right? Like I think Juni needed Sarvis to cover him, so Juni could do what he was doing in his first stint with us. So I agree with that 100%.
Next to him, Cienfuegos.
Oh yeah.
Just because he's, Cien. Yeah. What can you?
You don't see much.
He passed and ran like there was no one in front of him.
Question: how's your Spanish?
Crap.
Okay. Because I can't confirm or deny, but I know where he hangs out a lot, and I could probably ask him, "Hey, what's up? You got any stories for my boy here?" But listen, I think his English is crap too. So I'm not trying to be a translator. So through Skype, through Rudy Skype.
I put Kobe James on the left, just because I want him in the squad.
Yep.
I'd like Mike McGee over there, really, but I think I've Kobe was probably better overall.
You have to give a nod to Kobe.
Yeah, I mean, McGee could be my backup keeper
any day. Yeah, any day.
up top, Keenan Donovan. I would want Ruiz in there, but I don't know.
It's okay. You can keep Ruiz as your bench player because you actually already said, based on everything you said, you already have your five, and I'll tell you who your five are because I wrote it down.
Okay. yeah, Keenan Donovan.
Yeah. I mean, that's a recipe for chip. At this point, I had some more internet issues and did not get a chance to record a proper outro with Danny, aka Galaxy History. But from all of us straight from the stands crew, thank you for coming on the pod and thank you for being a huge part of the Galaxy community. With that being said, this is another episode of Straight from the Stands. Make sure to join us live on YouTube this upcoming Monday at 9 p.m. We'll be talking US Open Cup win, our next round match versus the Timbers, and everything else in the Galaxyverse. Peace, love, and G's up.